And welcome to the SwampSwami.com Sports Podcast. Today, let's take a look back at 45 years of the Independence Bowl, the power of positive. This Saturday at 2:30 p.m. Central on ABC, the 11th oldest college football bowl game in the United States will be played once again. No, it's not the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, or even the Peach Bowl. If you said it was the Poulan Weed Eater Bowl, well, you'd be sort of correct. The 45th playing of the Radiance Technologies Independence Bowl in Shreveport, Louisiana, will take place Saturday afternoon between number 13 Brigham Young at 10-2 and the 8-4 UAB Blazers from Conference USA in Birmingham, Alabama. Now, based on their regular season records, this one ranks as one of the strongest matchups in the 45 years of this bowl's fascinating history. The Eye Bowl, as the locals like to call it, is more like the little bowl that could. It's a testament to a good idea and the unrelenting positive spirit displayed by a group of local people who sought to bring a little positive recognition to the northwest corner of Louisiana. Born during America's bicentennial birthday year of 1976, the Independence Bowl is still carrying that torch 45 years later. Shreveport is one of the nation's largest cities which does not have its own college football team. On any given Saturday in the fall in Shreveport and Bossier City, thousands of vehicles will head east via Interstate 20 to Grambling to watch the G-Men, or to Ruston to see Louisiana Tech play, or to Monroe to roost with the ULM Warhawks. At the same time, thousands more college football fans from Shreveport will make the 240-mile trek southward down I-49 and then east on I-10 or US 190 if you watch your speeds carefully to Baton Rouge to see the LSU Tigers play. Shreveport's population of about 200,000 may decrease by about 5% on some of those college football weekends. In the middle 1970s, the population of Shreveport was still growing. The baby boom generation kids were born to returning veterans of World War II as thousands of our heroes bought their first home in Louisiana with the help of a GI loan. Now, at the same time, Shreveport was also still home to a large number of energy and manufacturing concerns, which provided steady jobs to the local workforce. And with Barksdale Air Force Base, home of the country's B-52 fleet, located just across the river in Bossier City, the Shreveport-Bossier City area had also become a popular home for military families and retirees. Though Shreveport didn't have its own college football team at the time, the city, which was also home to the Louisiana State Fair, had a very nice-sized football stadium located on the fairgrounds. Louisiana Tech would annually play local rival Northwestern State University for decades in Shreveport during the state fair game during the two-week run of the fair. Grambling University also came to town periodically and would play football games at State Fair Stadium, too. Though a few of the city's largest high schools would play their Friday night football games and playoff games using this big football facility, Shreveport's State Fair Stadium sat empty on the north side of I-20 on most Saturdays during college football season. In the early 1970s, a group of local business people helped to lure a struggling World Football League professional franchise from Houston to Shreveport in 1974. They renamed the team the Shreveport Steamer, and the area's first pro football team regularly drew more than 20,000 fans to State Fair Stadium. Interested football fans from around northwest Louisiana and east Texas and southern Arkansas all fell in love with the chance to be a part of football's big leagues. Alas, good things come to an end as the WFL folded midway through the second season in 1975. This brief window of football success, though, quickly translated into the spark, which generated the birth of the Independence Bowl college football game starting in 1976. With the documented attendance success of the short-lived WFL Shreveport Steamer, the region had proven to itself and to the nation that this mid-sized southern city had plenty of football supporters willing to pay for tickets to watch the game. Having grown up in Shreveport during this period, I think there was definitely a "why not us" attitude from within the community. This would lead to the creation of the first Independence Bowl college football game in 1976 and its continued presence to this day, 45 years later. There were three primary positive factors in play at the time. Number one, a positive local spirit. The residents of the area loved the idea of celebrating the country's 200th birthday with a college football bowl game to be played annually at Shreveport's big football stadium. With Barksdale Air Force Base already a vital part of the community, the patriotic spirit within the area ran deep. With the United States celebrating its bicentennial birthday in 1976, the region's patriotic spirit was ripe to support a unique idea celebrating the country's founding. With the first bowl game in 1976, the Independence Bowl also presented its annual Spirit of Independence Award at the ballgame. Past winners included General Omar Bradley, popular entertainer Bob Hope, test pilot Chuck Yeager, and Grambling's legendary football coach Eddie Robinson. Number two in the positive factors was positive media coverage. It is very rare when a region's radio stations, television stations, and print media all pull together to promote anything positive in the community. With nearly 50% of the local radio market listening to his morning drive show daily on 50,000 watt 710 Kiel, Larry Ryan, a very good athlete in his own right, became the most notable local media celebrity who was helping to push the idea for the new local bowl game. Much to the delight of his thousands of listeners, Ryan, who was also instrumental in the success of the WFL Shreveport Steamer, regularly talked it up with local government and business leaders on the air to help nudge putting those pieces together to create the local bowl game. Also, local television sportscasters such as the late Bob Griffin at CBS affiliate Channel 12 did their part and brought valuable positive television coverage to a fledgling bowl as well. Even the city's two local newspapers, and Jerry Bird of the Shreveport Journal and Jim McLean of the Shreveport Times come to mind, provided significant positive coverage to help the Independence Bowl find its footing in 1976 and over the years that followed. In those pre-internet days, having such radio, television, and print media coverage was extremely valuable and crucial to the formation of the new Independence Bowl. And third, positive local business and governmental support. The inaugural Independence Bowl in 1976 did not have a corporate sponsor as you find commonplace today. However, it spawned a local leadership group for the Independence Bowl, which has lasted for the entirety of the bowl's 45-year and counting run. The Independence Bowl Foundation is a group of key local business and industry executive management leaders, along with government officials, who work together to help guide the bowl. The iBowl Foundation, which still has 400 members today, has remained the cornerstone in keeping the annual bowl game alive in Shreveport since its founding in 1976. The cities of Shreveport and Bossier City have annually rolled out the proverbial red carpet for the football teams and their fans during Independence Bowl week. The bowl remains a total community effort. The Independence Bowl has also weathered a number of storms during its 45 years, too. The bowl has seen more than its share of lean years financially. Important corporate sponsorships, such as Poulin Wheat Eater had with the iBowl during the early 1990s, have come and they've gone. There have been a number of changes to the bowl's college conference tie-ins as well. Some of the later bowl games have started to offer teams a higher financial guarantee, so the Independence Bowl fell down the pecking order in some of the team selections. ESPN, which now televises and controls most of the 42 bowl games, but also provides a measure of financial stability to the bowl, seems to change the playing date for the Independence Bowl just about every season. The Independence Bowl has also produced some great memories, too. I attended the initial Independence Bowl in 1976 between the University of Tulsa and McNeese State University from Lake Charles. By 1981, my wife and I took my mom and dad to see the game matchup between Texas A&M and Oklahoma State. My dad had always wanted to see the Texas A&M Fightin' Aggies marching band in person, as he had played in a drum and bugle corps as a youth back in Connecticut. Well, mission accomplished.
Yes!
In 1990, Louisiana Tech and Maryland played before the largest crowd, 48,325, in iBowl history. But 5 years later, in 1995, a man by the name of Nick Saban brought his Michigan State team into Shreveport to play against his future team, the LSU Tigers, in front of 48,000 mostly purple and gold fans in Shreveport. And who can forget the memorable 2000 Snow Bowl between Mississippi State and Texas A&M? A record national television audience for the Independence Bowl was entertained by a rare December snowstorm, which happened during the first half of the game in Shreveport, which covered the playing field for the remainder of the telecast. But perhaps the funniest Independence Bowl story comes from 2010. The Air Force Academy Live Falcon was on hand for the team's game against Georgia Tech. Known for his impeccable precision circling of the football stadium crowd during the pregame ceremonies, the Falcon is supposed to land back on his special perch at midfield. Well, not this time, though. Instead of flying directly back to his perch, the Falcon went off into the wild blue yonder to check out a few sites around Shreveport that day. Fortunately, the team's mascot was sighted and safely secured in downtown Shreveport prior to the end of the ball game. So even if this Saturday's 45th edition of the Independence Bowl fails to produce such a colorful memory, the important work of the Bowl's founding fathers is still being carried on today by an enthusiastic new generation of Independence Bowl leaders from around the Shreveport metropolitan area. Congratulations to all, and keep it going, Indy Bowl. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.